They had a convict came by the house in a boat with a motor on it, and he had on his striped pants, you know. He was a trustee, and he took us, and we got in the boat and went right up the middle of Washington Avenue. And at the corner of Shelby, I think, and Washington, right where the Greenville Bank Trust Company is now, the old post office building, the current was coming across Washington Avenue very, very swiftly. And you had to hit that thing at an angle. And the boat in front of us didn't. Tried to go straight across, and it just rolled them over like a log and dumped them in the water. So you'd have to go to one corner and turn about 45 degrees in an angle to the diagonal corner to get across the current. Then you could turn and go again. Well, we went to the levee, and they had tents set up there, and soup kitchens and everything, just feeding everybody. And
we and Alexander Percy
wrote about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote a lot about that.
He was one of the, didn't he help?
He was in charge of it. He was in charge of relief.
Yeah.
He was a head man.
So him being from Greenville, I don't imagine that Greenville folks suffered too much.
Well, he was in charge of this area. I don't know whether he was in charge of the whole area or not.
Yeah.
I really kind of, I don't know.
Hoover, they said, came in.
Hoover came down here. That's right.
Yeah.
There's a documentary film on the flood that they have played over ETV.
I've seen it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, and there's a book out about it about Pete Daniels.
Uh-huh.
He was doing something on it, I think, from some brand. Deep in his
account.
I read that.
I have read that book. I like it.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, I like to read. But now, one of your problems all out here, see, you had people out in an area like this.
Yes.
On top of roofs and everything. And they took several days to find all of them. Some of them wouldn't leave. Some of them just said, you know, they had their things in there and they didn't want to leave their things. So they'd stay with their things in the water. I don't know whether many people would drown. It wasn't really much loss of life. There was a lot of loss of livestock.
Yeah.
Now, I can remember, and they say it would be impossible for me to remember, but I can remember a bale of cotton in our backyard. I can say I was 8 months old when it broke. I was about a year old when it went down. I don't know how long that cotton stayed in our backyard, but I can remember playing on a bale of cotton. And I remember just exactly where it was. I see it. Maybe it's been described to me so vividly that I think I can see it. But I can.
The cotton's no good.
Well, if you remember in Percy's book, if you get that thing again and read it, when the whistle went off that the water had gotten by the protection levee, the laborers in the compress who were working down there panicked, and they ran and left all the doors open to the shed.
Oh.
And the cotton floated out all over town. And that's where that cotton came from.
Well, the cotton was probably spoiled anyway, wasn't it?
Well, they had it drying all over the place.
Yes.
Yeah, they dried. They broke them open and dried it out.
You told me about the, you tell me about the house. Can you tell me about the rooms in it, what it looked like, and all that sort of thing? I like to just get to do a brief.
Well, the house is, was built in the 20s. It was not a pretentious house. My parents always said that they never intended to live there. They intended to build it just temporarily and then build something else. But of course, in about 3 years of prison here. So as it ended up, that's the only house I ever knew. I moved out of that one and when I got married.